Argentina's drought and subsequent lower crop production numbers were the focal point of USDA's February world supply and demand estimates. According to Dwight Wilder of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, lower estimates come for wheat at a time when harvest is pretty much over, and for corn, precipitation in the past 2 weeks will have little impact to boost production. However, for soybeans,
what we've been hearing from our contacts is that these recent rains have really turned around the soybean crop. At least the second crop soybeans are looking much better than they had been.
Weather forecasters are calling for precipitation to continue in soybean production areas north of Buenos Aires during the month of February, which Wilder calls significant in that
basically, the entire crop is going to depend this year on how much it rains from here until harvest.
And soybean production faces a challenge due to the prolonged drought and its impacts on soil moisture, which Wilder said stunted growth in plants during the earlier part of the growing cycle. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.